This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3322 for Tuesday, the 27th of April 2021. Today's show is entitled, Tuned System Performance with Tuned. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 23 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Introduction to Tuned and Tuned Admin.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Klaatu, and I want to talk about system performance with TuneD. But first, let's talk about just system performance. Quite a while ago now, I had a laptop, and I've had many laptops in my life, and quite a while ago now, I had at least one laptop that I have in my mind whereby I wanted to get an alert of a low battery sooner than when I was getting the alert or something like that. There was something about monitoring power consumption or something. And so I sat down and wrote a little shell script that would fire off every now and again to essentially probe / proc / whatever / whatever / battery or whatever the ACP / bat / whatever. And so I did that and got that more or less working on a reliable basis, and that was good for a while. And then later on I thought, well, wouldn't it be neat if I detected that the battery was in a discharging state, I could then tell it to do something different. You know, I don't remember what it was. I think it was something about audio or real-time permissions or something like that. And so I worked on the little shell script to catch the battery state and then to adjust accordingly and so on. I don't know that I ever got it really working well, and that shell script is long gone now. That it was not even good enough for me to transfer to, you know, whatever replacement laptop I ended up with. So after that one was gone, so it wasn't great. And in the back of my head, I've always kind of meant to kind of go back to that sort of, not that project specifically, but sort of to that issue of really just having an awareness, an easy way to be aware of how a computer is set for its idle running state, with the desire to know that I could quickly make adjustments to especially a laptop based on what I want to be doing with it. And the trick there is, I think, that any automated detection of what a computer appears to be doing is likely to assume, well, it kind of has to assume some set of parameters that you want set. And sort of the problem is that we're humans and we're not always rational. We don't always make sense. So for instance, maybe I am on battery power. So the assumption would probably be by a computer that it should scale down. It should limit certain activities and kind of use fewer resources than when it is using when plugged into power. And generally speaking, like probably, I don't know, 7 out of 10 times, that's a logical and safe assumption to make. And yet one out of those 10 times I'm doing something, I'm playing a game or I'm making music, and I need that performance to be way up there, as if though it was plugged into power. And doesn't matter that I'm on battery power. I want to be able to use my 4-hour battery, let's say, at a rate of, you know, of I want to use all that power within 1 hour because I want really, really great performance, and I don't care how that affects my battery life. Whereas other times, maybe I'm just typing away and not really doing a whole lot that's intensive, and so I would want it to scale down and to conserve as much battery power as possible. So that's always been kind of something that I've wanted to have access to. Turns out that there is a project now that is working towards making that, I don't want to say making it possible, because obviously it's possible, but yeah, it's making it easy. It's making it something that a human can interact with reliably and easily. Now, the project, it isn't exactly where I imagine it will it will eventually be. And certainly if you look at their bug reporting, their bug tickets, their issues on their project, you'll see that I think that they are headed, they have a trajectory to some really, really exciting things. And they're just not, they're not quite there yet, but it's still a very, very useful little project. It is called Tune D, that's like Tune Demon, and that's Tune, not Tune, but Tune D. It's like tuned, tuning, tune the performance of something. T-U-N-E is what I'm trying to say. T-U-N-E-D, demon, and there's a command to the Tune D demon, or the Tune Demon, which is tuned-adm, as in admin. So first let's talk a little bit about, well, let's talk about where to find TuneD at all. Online, you can find it at tuned-project.org. Simple enough. Its development takes place on GitHub, and, well, I don't know if it takes place there, but that's where their repository is anyway. And there are issues there, so you can kind of get a feel for what they're aiming at. But you can use it today on things like, well, I'm using it on my RHEL laptop. You can use it on Fedora, Ubuntu, Debian, any distribution sort of with a progressive stance of including fancy new commands in with all the rest of what they give you. So on this laptop here, I'm going to do, well, actually, let's talk first about profiles, right? So when you're running a computer, performance is performance, right? It just kind of, it does what it does. But with TuneD, it can adjust how many resources and how often the computer is doing all of the different things that it does. We can see these configurations in the directory /usr/lib/tuned, and then I'm going to just do a tab a couple of times here to get a list. And there I've got things with names like accelerator-performance, balanced, desktop, hpc-compute, latency-performance, network-latency, and so on. Oh, here's a good one too, power save. You can kind of guess what that might be. In fact, maybe let's look at that one. So I'm going to do a less on /usr/lib/tuned/power save, tab a couple of times. So there's a script.sh and a tuned.conf. So I'll look at the conf first, and this is, it says main summary equals optimize for low power consumption. That's what I figured. And it sets some properties here and there. Governor equals on demand power save. Energy underscore perf underscore bias equals power save. Video Radeon power underscore rate power save, and so on. So it's got a couple of properties that kind of reading them, you kind of get an idea for what they do. And then in one section, there's a syscontrol section where they're setting a syscontrol setting. So vm.laptop underscore mode equals 5, vm.dirty underscore write back underscore syntisex equals 1500, kernel.nmi underscore watchdog equals 0. So it's scaling things back, scaling things up, depending on what it thinks it needs to do in order to conserve power. And you'll find that that is the case with a couple of different profiles, is that it's very frequently making adjustments to syscontrol. Syscontrol, or syscuttl, or however you want to say it, syscuttl, is an application that I've done an episode on back, episode 287, that is 0287. So this is way, way back there. It's not a very good episode, but you can certainly listen to it and discover that such a command exists. And this interacts with that. This is an automated way to interact with that. There's also a script in this power save directory, which sort of brute forces a kind of daemon behavior or some new functions, I guess, to start, for instance, USB auto suspend and enable Wi-Fi power saving settings and other things like that, that I guess TuneD doesn't have direct access to, but it does load the script when it loads the power save profile. And you can take a look at a bunch of these profiles and kind of get a feel for them. And you might want to do that eventually, because you could at some point actually write your own. You can always write your own profiles and then load them with TuneD. And you'll see, like I say, just a bunch of quite frequently a profile, like I'm looking here at latency-performance. It, according to it, is a optimized for deterministic performance at the cost of increased power consumption. And this one is almost almost entirely syscontrol settings, just ramping a bunch of stuff up. So yeah, you can kind of get an idea for what that is. Now, obviously, again, you could do this all yourself. You could shell script this yourself or something, such that if I switch over to battery power, for instance, then set these syscontrol values to such and such. If I'm no longer on battery power, then do that. Now, you wouldn't do that just by probing proc, ACBI, BAT0, or whatever it is to look at your battery consumption. You would, or you could, actually read UDEV events. And I think I've done an episode on UDEV as well on Hacker Public Radio. Maybe not. Let me see. UDEV. No, maybe I've never done an episode on UDEV. Wow, that's crazy. That's really silly. I'll have to do that sometime. So it reads UDEV events. So the things that your kernel is detecting, or your kernel is detecting, they get written out into sort of a message stream which you can see with UDEV-ADM, and you could act upon those UDEV events. Now, that ought to be built into TuneD, and people think that it should be, and in fact have an issue, at least at the time of this recording, which is sometime in 2021, and they've got an issue open for that. The TuneD team agrees, and that may very well be something that they aim to do eventually. I don't know. It's not on their roadmap as far as I can see, because I don't see a roadmap. But it is, that's not out of the question. That's something that eventually may well happen. But it's not something that you can do right now. Like, I can sit here and unplug my laptop from the power and plug it back in, and the profile will be exactly the same. Well, how would I even know? Glad I asked. Sudo tuned-adm active, type in my super secret password, and it says current active profile is balanced. So my laptop currently is plugged in to power, and it is the current active profile is the balanced profile. Now, I can see a list of all the profiles, of course, just by looking in list /usr/lib/tuned, but if you don't want to do that, you can also get a list just by doing sudo tuned-adm list, and that very nicely gives you a little bulleted list of each profile available to you, and it describes it too. So it's like accelerator-performance. It says throughput performance-based timing with disabled higher latency stop states. It's not a very useful one, I don't think. But balanced, general non-specialized tuned profile. Okay, that description isn't great either. Desktop, optimized for the desktop use case. Okay, well, a lot of them are kind of self-explanatory from the name, I guess. And if you want a more verbose explanation, then definitely look at those wonderfully written descriptions. There's a bunch of them. There's a lot of useful ones. There's that power save one that we looked at earlier. There's latency performance, and that says optimize for deterministic performance at the cost of increased power consumption. We saw that in the config file. Virtual guest, optimize for running inside a virtual guest. So in other words, that if you're running a virtual machine that runs TuneD, you could put that to virtual guest. Now, if you're thinking about the computer running those guests, in other words, you're thinking about the host, the virtual host, you might switch to virtual-host. Okay, so list lists the profiles that are available. Active shows you what you are running currently. If you want to switch to a different profile, the command is sudo tuned-adm profile, and then the name of the profile. And these are all just strings. There's no options here. These are just strings that I'm typing in. So sudo tuned-adm, okay, well, there's a dash. Profile, but not dash-dash profile. It's just profile is the subcommand. And then let's do power save. Actually, first, I'm going to unplug the computer from the power. And now I'm going to do, well, actually, I'm going to make sure that I'm still on balance just to make sure. I don't see why I wouldn't be. I am. Okay. Profile, power save. Takes just a moment to do that. It does it. And now if I do active again, it looks like I am on the power save profile. Now, of course, if I plug this computer back in, then it will still be on power save mode, sudo tuned active, and it tells me I'm still on power save. So then I could just do sudo tuned-adm profile balanced. And now active again, and it tells me that it's balanced. And that's honestly kind of all there is to tuned TUMD-ADM. There's the list, there's the active, there's the profile. There are two others. There's verify and recommend, and these are a little bit tricky. Oh, and there's off. Just turn it off. Tell it not to use a profile. But I'm not going to do that. These are a little bit tricky, verify and recommend. So recommend, I guess, is interesting because it sort of tells you what it thinks you should be running, which in this case is sudo tunedd-adm recommend, and it tells me balanced. Well, that's what I'm on, so that works out. Now, if I do a verify, it's going to look at what, you know, the optimal performance would be versus what I have set and tell me whether there's a problem. And in this case, it says verification failed. Current system settings differ from the preset profile. Now the problem, the reason this is tricky is because there are plugins to TuneD that I didn't install myself. It just comes bundled with this, with the distribution. And those plugins can override the presets or the preset profile. So the verification may well never work for me because of these plugins. And the plugins are there for lots of different reasons. There are some for disk usage, and so you might find that that TuneD thinks that you should have, I don't know, a read ahead value of one thing, but because you're using an SSD drive, maybe it's a completely different thing. So the failure in verification I have found, and as far as I understand from reading the docs, is okay. But then again, I don't know the best way to tell TuneD that it's okay. So verify has not been useful for me, in other words. That's not been something that's been useful for me. Okay, now we're going to try unplugging the laptop, knowing now that technically PowerSave would probably be the most useful profile for me. I'm on battery. So I'm going to do sudo TuneD-ADM recommend again. And it tells me that balanced is the best, is the recommended value again. So I'm not finding recommend and verify terribly helpful so far. But then again, as I've said, the dynamicness of TuneD versus the what different TuneD plugins proscribe, I don't feel like those two things are quite resolved yet. I could do a sudo emacs/etc/tuned/tuned-main.con and look at the global configuration for TuneD. The first configuration option is daemon equals one, meaning yes, we're going to use the TuneD daemon here. The second one is dynamic_tuning, and it is set to zero by default. This says dynamically tuned devices. If disabled, only static tuning will be used. So you would probably think that if we set that to one and saved it, and then probably reloaded TuneD, then we would sort of force the system to start doing things dynamically and so on. But in fact, that's just not like that. Yes, that might be great. It might be doing lots of things in the background, and I could look at the log in /var/log/tuned/tuned-log or tuned.log or something like that. I could look there and try to see what's being applied and so on to verify and just sort of compare and contrast dynamic versus static. The point is, though, that it is not so far reaching as to do things like detect whether the battery has suddenly become the sole power source or that. Well, I guess that's really the main thing in this case, for even either recommend or just for dynamically switching over to power save mode. So, in other words, this isn't as automated as it probably could be, but then on the other hand, it's kind of nice that it isn't. I mean, it is something that you have to remember to do. If you unplug your laptop and you want to switch over to a power save profile, then you kind of have to you'd have to think to yourself, okay, well, I have to do that now. And then we're kind of back to me sitting at a computer saying, okay, well, how can I auto-detect that I've switched over to power, and I need to probe that value, and then once I probe that value, oh, it's 1 o'clock, and then once I probe that value, let's issue a tuned-adm command accordingly. And so that's a little bit clunky still. But having access to all of these settings in an easy single command is pretty useful. I don't know necessarily that I would use it on my desktop because, well, first of all, my desktop doesn't have it. It's one thing. The other thing is that my desktop generally, like, the profile I want for my desktop is to be at full power all the time. I never want to conserve resources on my desktop. I have lots of RAM. I have a CPU that I don't feel like I'm ever using as much as I want to be. I want everything to be parallel, hitting all of my cores all of the time. So I don't see myself necessarily requiring any kind of profile switching on a desktop. But on a laptop, surely there's a definite desire to have a little bit of flexibility there. But as I've said, that flexibility isn't always as binary as am I plugged into power or am I on battery power. Though that's a good start, but in real life it would never be sufficient, and so I would end up going in there and auto adjusting anyway. So do I really care that that Tune D can't auto detect that right now? No, I don't. I mean, I'll probably welcome it when it comes around, but until then, I'm quite happy to auto switch, and I really quite appreciate the fact that I don't have to go through and set a bunch of syscontrol values and a bunch of other system variables and such myself. I just think it's really nice that someone else has figured all that stuff out for me, someone who understands a lot more about, say, hard drive behavior between spinning disks and SSD and so on. I'm glad for them to have figured that out, and I'm happy to use Tune D, and maybe you will be too. So remember, Tune D is the daemon, Tune D-ADM is the command. Check it out, try it out, see if it conserves your power. There are a couple of other related applications too, like PowerTop to Tune D, I think it is, where you can use PowerTop to kind of analyze your system for optimal settings and then convert those settings to Tune D, and that's really useful. And you can find out more about PowerTop on my show GNU World Order at gnuworldorder.info. You can find PowerTop being discussed in episode 379. I talk all about PowerTop, so check that out. And there's also a really good PowerTop presentation that I will link to in these show notes. I also link to that presentation in the GNU World Order show notes. So either way, you should take a look at that. So this has been an episode about Tune D. You have heard it. This is all I know about it. Go check it out. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.